three times before they can join the faith community as a nod to Naomi's plea to her daughters-in-law. It is impossible for us to understand why Ruth chooses instead to follow after Naomi, to leave everything she has and bind her life to an old woman with no future. There is no calculation in this story, nothing to be gained. We can see nothing that benefits Ruth. Ruth chooses Naomi not at a moment of hope, not with Naomi begging her for help or trying to lure her in with elaborate promises. Instead, Ruth chooses Naomi at her most raw, when she is torn open, her grief fully on display. Something about Naomi's profound sorrow draws Ruth to her. We don't know much about the gods of the Moabites who Ruth leaves behind. We don't know much about the prospects she gives up to go back to Israel. What little we do know is that Moab was kept in check by a cruel god named Chemosh, this giant stone idol who was appeased by child sacrifice, demanding the blood of the vulnerable. Ruth has lived her whole life among these gods of strength and stone and fury. And now, in the face of disaster, she chooses to follow after a god she only knows in the grief of a friend. There are a lot of stories in the Bible like this about people being called to faith. And biblical scholars point out that the best parallel story to Ruth that we have, the other person in the Bible who so thoroughly divests themselves to follow after God, is Abraham. If you know this story, like Ruth, Abraham leaves behind his people and his gods. He travels away from everything he knows to be part of God's story. But Phyllis Tribble points out one significant difference, one important difference between these stories. If you remember the story of Abraham, God speaks. God shows up with promises and hopes, visions for the future. God reassures. And in the story of Ruth, there are no words from God. In Ruth, God's voice is silent. I've always felt a particular draw to the Old Testament because I think it's easier to find myself here. These are complicated stories that oftentimes make more sense for me about my own faith. And the story of Ruth feels close to me, and maybe it does for you too. Because Ruth is drawn into faith that's bound up in a community of friendship. There are other stories in the early church of these desert mothers and fathers who go out in the wilderness alone to meditate and pray and study. Some of these early Christian monks would even live on top of pillars where food and water was hoisted up to them so that they could be completely isolated, free to the presence of God. I read these stories with wide-eyed wonder because I cannot imagine my faith without other people. I don't know what or how I could possibly believe in anything without others, without friends, and I'm grateful I've never been asked to try. The story of Ruth shows us that faith happens in this way. That faith sometimes looks like choosing another person. This week I read the womanist scholar Renita Weems, who makes this observation about the story of Ruth. In the darkest moments of the story, when Naomi was bereft of her husband and children, when Orpah and Ruth were bereft of their husbands, when the women had decided whether or not to abandon one another, no angel of mercy comes to the women's defense. No divine messenger offers counsel to the bewildered. No God came with words of assurance. Naomi, Orpah, and Ruth were left with the integrity of their faith and the strength of their relationships with one another. God takes another form of life, a vulnerable life, someone who has come to the end of all things, someone who is undone. And Ruth decides for her. Ruth chooses Naomi and her God. It's that line, "Your gods will be my gods," that always sticks out to me as I read the story. I don't think we usually articulate faith in this way. It sounds a bit like picking up a type of laundry detergent at the grocery store or deciding which fitness class you're going to take at the Y. More often than not, I find that the people with whom I interact see faith as a series of rational propositions. Or on the other end, I hear faith as a feeling, a sense of closeness or vibrancy. And if the questions get too hard, or the feeling starts to fade, then that's it. But that isn't what we get in the story of Ruth. Ruth chooses a person, and in choosing that person, she chooses a life among her people. She chooses a friend, and in that friend, she understands that God is something like that, something vulnerable, a God for people who have nothing. Ruth chooses Naomi. Ruth's pledge to Naomi is careful to emphasize that the young Moabite woman chooses her friend rather than just some duty or her husband's family. You, it repeats over and over again. Do not ask me to leave you or to return from following after you. For where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. The people of you will be my people. The gods of you will be the gods of me. You. I am choosing you. God has never spoken directly to me. And I'll be honest that I don't think of myself as a particularly spiritual person. I also don't put a lot of stock in coming up with rational answers that are going to talk someone into believing in God. But I do have friends. And it's when I look at them that I can see the fragile hope of God in a body. I witness the space God has made for their grief. I look at them and their extravagant, ceaseless, unmerited care for me. And that's how I know what God looks like. And that also makes me want to be a better friend, to let my life say, I am here with you and I am not going anywhere. It makes me want to stop pretending everything is fine, to let my life say, I don't know that things will get better, but I'll be with you no matter what. It makes me want to say yes to church, even when it's a place where I get hurt, even when it's a place where I'm my most vulnerable. But I want to stick it out here because my friends are here. And whatever I do, I'm going to work out my life among them, among you, because they are the same. And I couldn't begin to imagine pulling one apart from the other. Your God is my God. We follow the story from the Old Testament into the New, into the Christian tradition. We're in good company if this is how we decide we're going to build a life of faith. Because in time, another Naomi will come, bearing God in his body. This Naomi will be God made flesh in the person of Jesus Christ. And people will find that they want to be with him. This Jesus calls them friend. He asks people to be with him, to eat with him and talk with him and learn from him, and they say yes. These friends of Jesus are often confused and bumbling. They get things wrong all the time. They don't understand what's happening. But they've chosen him, and he has chosen them. They've chosen their friend who feeds them and heals them and tells them that no matter what, they will never be alone. And that is enough, because that too is faith. Amen.